Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We brought this up yesterday in passing, but I want to give it a little more room to breathe today. And we were talking yesterday about the a la carte streaming options. And before we took a phone call, I did read the quote from Scott Harris. Remember the woman's reaction?
Yeah.
Just an audible like groan.
Oh, yeah.
We should spend a little time on this.
Yeah, we'll go back to dad jokes.
Scott Harris on Javi Baez platooning next season. Quote, it makes sense on a whiteboard. Says, we'll see how they perform and how they respond. First, we have to get Javi healthy for that even to be a possibility. I feel better about the shortstop position now than I did as recently as 5 months ago. Will fans revolt if Javi Baez is on the team to start the season?
Yes, they will. It's we've seen enough. And it part of it is the contract. Well, a large part of it's the contract. A large part of it is his best years are well behind him. He's had plenty of time before they went down this road of injury, surgery, and hoping that that solves it. Like, you go through the song, right? The shin bone connected to the leg bone, connected to the hip bone. Like, the hip bone's not connected to the eye bone. Like, yeah. It's just not, all right? Yeah. So if you're swinging at things that are in the opposite batter's box, to me, that's not a got to get your hips through it. You could swing, you could turn. That to me is just you can't read major league pitching.
He is the opposite of everything Scott Harris has preached for this organization, owning the strike zone and drawing walks and avoiding high strikeout numbers. Javi Baez is the worst culprit in the league, and you're not getting any power that comes with the swing and miss. If you want to platoon him, I don't understand how it makes sense on a whiteboard, because Javi Baez hasn't hit lefties for two seasons. And you know if he's against a righty, they're going to just throw it in the other batter's box, and he's going to swing and miss at the breaking stuff. He can't hit any pitchers of any hand. It does not make sense to play him at all, to have him have a roster spot at all. Now, if they want to play this out where they want to use his injury as a potential means to some sort of injury settlement where they don't have to pay the entirety of the contract in the event of a buyout, okay. But he can't be on the roster when the season starts. If they're not willing to spend their money to make him go away, how can you ask fans to spend their money to come and support this baseball team? You are not a serious team if Javi Baez is taking up a roster spot.
And it's just a hole in the lineup. I mean, it feels like it's automatic out. It's in an inning where you get three outs. You're going to it with one out already in the books. And it's just the amount of times, and I know that there's been some moments, like, you know, the first game was against the Red Sox, right? And he wins it by the shot off the field or off the fence. You could probably go through the highlights and remember all of them because they set themselves apart so much from what Javi Baez does on a regular basis. And you're paying, $5 million per moment per season? Because there's only four or five of them.
Well, and that's the problem. It's a roster spot. You're looking to upgrade the roster. You were one win away from the ALCS. Him being on the roster would only be because his salary commands a spot. But it doesn't have to. You're paying him either way. It's a sunk cost. He will get paid either way. The fact that you would burden your baseball team by insisting he's on the roster is an issue. And I think Scott Harris is a smart baseball guy. I don't feel like I say that enough on the radio. I think he does a poor job communicating to the fan base.
Well,
I don't know what good comes of this comment right now.
Gave himself an out.
Yes, but you know what I think unfortunately happens here? Because they're going to wait to see if he's healthy, it means they're not going to address the shortstop position in free agency.
That's the big concern, is that they don't even look or consider any other option other than, are we going to have Javi or not? Not, are we going to not have Javi and add somebody else? Well, that doesn't feel like it's an option.
Because these two are going to platoon. That's the way it looks on the whiteboard. By the way, Sweeney hit lefties better than righties last season. Right. Small sample. Why would you block Trey Sweeney? Give him all the reps at shortstop at that point. Like, that's where the messaging has been all wrong from Harris. And what's more important is not his messaging, but his actions. But, John, the messaging has been, oh, the payroll question. We're not going to block guys. Javi makes sense on a whiteboard. Like, you do realize how this sounds to the Tiger fans that you want to ingratiate yourself to, that you want to believe in this baseball team.
Well, and you kind of already mentioned it in regards to the things that he is preaching. Scott Harris is preaching value of the strike zone, whether it's on the mound or at the plate. There's no bigger villain
of
the strike zone than Javi Baez.
Listen,
you but guys, the out is
if he's hurt.
If we've got to find out if Javi can get healthy.
All right, look, it's bad enough that Javi Baez has not been bought out yet, but the idea that the president of baseball operations says it makes sense on a whiteboard to platoon him next season with Trey Sweeney is a concern. And I'm not going to freak out until it actually happens, but I think the fans will revolt if Javi Baez is on the roster for opening day. Even if the plan is to platoon him strategically only against lefties, he hasn't hit lefties the last two seasons. It's not John's point about him being healthy. He's undisciplined. He's awful in the strike zone. He swings and misses. And it's more pronounced against righties because the breaking pitch goes in the other batter's box.
I almost feel like he didn't finish that sentence where he's talking about it works on a whiteboard. I feel like the finish to that sentence is, but it may not work in real life.
That's what I'm hoping. And ticket texters and phone calls, you guys can react to this. I think a texter makes a good point. He says, I don't care as much about Baez as if the Tigers don't add a high-quality batter and pitcher. That would make me more mad. In other words, they could stomach Javi being here.
As long as they have somebody that can produce.
Yeah, if they say, hey, we're going to add a couple real impact guys, and then it's not a question of, oh, the team doesn't want to spend the money to get rid of Javi because the team just spent the money to add impact players.
Right.
You could offset it a little bit. I still wouldn't love him taking up one of the 26 roster spots, especially for a manager like AJ who utilizes all 26 roster
it's
spots.
Not just, yeah, I mean, taking up a roster spot, it's taking up a spot in the lineup.
Yeah. Let's get to Chris in Hazel Park. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got an idea. Mentioned platooning short. What about Wenzel Perez at short with Trey? He's hit righties pretty well last year. And then it opened up a lineup spot in the outfield to go get bat.
So I think they like his outfield defense overall. He's a switch hitter, so he's not an ideal platoon candidate, to be honest. And I'm not sure that I know he's an infielder in his past. I don't know that he played a lot of shortstop. That's not a position I just want to drop somebody into. I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, just curious. When Javi's staying here, it makes me I'm worried that they haven't done anything yet. And
well, I wouldn't worry about that yet. It's still early. Nobody's been signed of note right now.
Right.
I'm not trying to do the panic routine. I'm just telling you and relaying to you what they've said and what the reports have indicated. And it does not appear to be an offseason where they are gung-ho, looking to make a splash, looking to build the momentum from last season with some big external additions. If you combine that with Javi also coming back, it's going to be real hard to sell this fan base that you are serious about building off of 2024's maybe miraculous run. That's the other part of this. How real was it? To me, John, I don't really want to get caught up in how real last year was, because if you think it was real, it's a reason to add. If you don't think it was real, it's a reason to add.
Yeah.
I almost don't think it matters to get caught up in that part of it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sam in Utica, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. So I've been a season ticket holder for the last 5 years, me and some friends, and I just cannot stand Javi Baez anymore. So we've already canceled ours, and it might be a little preemptive or quick to judgment, but I just don't want to go through it. And when you guys did the call earlier, Javi Baez is the Greg of the Tigers, okay? He hung up in the middle of the season. He has to go.
Yeah.
So by not being able to do another season of Javi Baez, does that mean you've been a season ticket for 5 years? If he's a part of this roster, are you thinking of not renewing your tickets?
Exactly. I'm not going to do it.
Now, my Sam, what about the point that the texter made? What if they added Bregman, but you still had Javi on the team? Would that kind of cancel each other out and you'd still be on board?
I'd like to see Guerrero on the team, Vladdy.
Sure.
The Tigers need to go after him.
He's younger, on the table. Younger than Bregman. You'd have to trade for him, something Harris has said loosely that they are willing to trade. They have a great farm system now, credit to Scott Harris. They are willing to trade some of those guys and pay guys. They just have to be the right guys. Toronto would have to be willing to move Vladdy, but he'd make a lot of sense for the Tigers.
Think about what's happening here. End of the season, adamantly, nobody wanted him on next year's team. Did anybody?
No.
Now the pivot is, see what they're doing to us? They're making us say, well, if you go get so-and-so or so-and-so, then we can stomach Javi. Javi does not deserve to be on this team. He is not going to get better. It's not because of the injury, the way he's performed. He's just declining from what he was, and he was always a strikeout hitter. They never should have signed him. They overpaid him, and you need to move on. And guess what? We want symbolism. The symbolism here is that they buy him out, and you take one, you know, that would make Chris Ilitch look good, right? Scott Harris look good.
Yeah, you take a bullet, basically. You say, you know what?
You're paying him no matter what.
Yeah.
I truly believe what they're doing here is setting up for an injury settlement, and that'll save the Tigers money.
Tom, I'm okay with that.
And they want somebody else to pay it, or they want some, like, whether it's through some sort of insurance or injury settlement where they don't have to pay the full freight. I think that's what they're doing.
As long as they are willing to pay the freight regardless, they're just exploring this, that makes sense to me. But it will be at the cost of not addressing the shortstop position in the offseason because they have to see how healthy Javi is. So if you're not going to address shortstop, more onus on addressing third or first.
See, I'm okay with addressing first and third and not shortstop. I don't think Trey Sweeney should be sharing time with somebody. Like, if that's going to be your guy that you kind of take the bullet for in the infield that doesn't hit much maybe, but can defend, and he proved he can defend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you let him grow and let a young player, you take, like Parker Meadows last year. Yeah. Maybe you go through that experience with Trey Sweeney. Okay, let's do it. But it's anybody but Javi. Javi does not deserve to be on the field anymore. He is not going to turn this around. It was 2 years ago where he was supposed to turn it around. It's not going to happen. It'd be the most stunning thing in Detroit sports history if this guy turned it around and became somebody that could actually help the team.
He was a -1 WAR player last season. Even if he's healthy, I don't see him turning into the Javi Baez they thought they were getting.
He's the antithesis of what they want.
He is. Ticket Texture says, was considering a game package for next season until I heard the Harris comments and the plan to drag out Baez baseball corpse another season. I'll be a single game ticket buyer for now at this point. Mark from home. Texture says, you and everyone on this station needs to realize it has nothing to do with Scott Harris, and it has nothing to do with Steve Yzerman. The Ilitches have become the new Fords. Chris isn't going to spend any money. Tracy on the way to Warren. No GM is just going to bash players under contract or tell the press and every other GM, yeah, we're just going to cut him. No one would do that. No, but you just cut him.
Yeah.
The season's over. He doesn't have a place on the roster moving forward on a good competitive baseball team. It's one thing to say, hey, we're not any good. We're just going to eat it while we rebuild. You made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
You cut him. And if you want to explore the injury settlement, fine, but don't do that while failing to address the infield this offseason. Javi on the roster equals a boycott. Not going to give Pizza Boy any of my money if they aren't serious about winning, from an unnamed texter. Mm. Yeah, not great, John.
Yeah.
Not great.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.